table. And this is Matthew 26:26-30. It says, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took a cup and gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many for forgiveness of sins.'" Amen. "And but I say to you, I shall by no means drink of this product of the vine from now until that day when I drink it new with you in the kingdom of my Father." Amen. So we can say that the Lord's table, actually, the Lord has given us this table to enjoy Him until He drinks it anew with us in the kingdom, right? Until the Lord comes back. So the Lord's table actually bridges, right, this gap between the Lord's establishing it and His second coming. So may we enjoy this table. And then verse 30 says, "And after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." Right, and this hymn was sung to the Father. Amen. And so, may we continue to enjoy this Lord's table, enjoying this the Lord's cup, the blood that He shed for us, and His body that was broken for us, and remembering the Father as the Lord led the disciples to do. Amen. Maybe at this point, we'd like to introduce anyone who is visiting or who is returning, who's here for the first time. Maybe you could stand up and introduce yourselves for us. Amen.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth. I am visiting from the church in Beltsville, Maryland. And I grew up here, so it's nice to come back.
Amen. Hi, I'm Sui. I said why my name sounds like the ocean sea. I just moved to New Brunswick 2 weeks ago, and I'll be a PhD student in atmospheric science. Like, I'll stay here for 4 or 5 years more, so I wish to join the community. So I'm new.
Sorry, we didn't catch your name. Can you say your name again?
Hi, Saints. I'm Sarai. I'm visiting my sister, Alirene, and Brother Vidance. I'll be here for 2 months till August. I'm visiting for the summer. I'm currently from San Diego, California, so I'm with the church in Chula Vista. And I'm going to start my 3rd year in August at San Diego State. So it's nice to be here with you guys for 2 months.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to see you all. I think the saints, we could take the opportunity to speak to these ones who are here visiting and who are, you just moved, right? You said your name was C.U.?
C-S-I-Y-I-W-N-G.
Okay. See you. Amen. So maybe after the meeting, you know, you could greet her, get to know her. She'll be here for another 4 years, you mentioned.
4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years. Amen.
Okay. Then maybe 1 year.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And Sarah is here for the summer until August. So we'd like to move into the announcements now for this morning. The first announcement is for our corporate ministry pursuit. So we've been covering the life study of Matthew. This week we'll enter into messages 21 and 22. So continue to be in the reading of the ministry this week. The next announcement is for the prayer meeting. Prayer meeting will be Tuesday at 8 p.m. in the district locations. So we encourage all the saints to also come out and join the prayer meeting of the church. Especially, I think, recently there's been a lot of gospel activity, We really need the saints to come out to stand one with the Lord's move on the earth. So this prayer, we can pray personally. You know, we could be praying for one another, for our gospel contacts, but also to come corporately as the church on Tuesday night to pray all together to stand with the Lord. So we encourage the saints to join the prayer meeting. Amen. Next announcement is for the upcoming gospel events, the Asian Health Fair and the English-speaking gospel meeting. So both will take place on June 24th. So we ask the saints to remember these times and also participate.
Exactly.
Right? Maybe there's some that you're contacting, someone that's on your heart. This is an opportunity to invite them to the gospel meeting. Right? That will be this Saturday. Gospel meeting will be this Saturday. Do pray for this time and invite. I think we encourage all ages, even the young people, will join us also. If you have some friends, maybe some classmates, you know, you can also consider inviting them to this gospel meeting. So may we remember these two events. The second event that I mentioned was the Asian Health Fair. That will take place this Saturday in the morning. You can refer to the newsletter for all the information. It'll be here at the meeting hall, so we'll be tabling, and saints will have the opportunity to meet different ones who are interested in the gospel, or who may stop by our table just to check out who we are. So if you would like to participate, you could sign up. The sign-up sheet is on the church newsletter. You can find that there, and just use that form to sign up. There's many slots available that you can sign up for. It'll be from, I believe, 11 to 2 p.m. So, and there's a setup time at 9 p.m. So we'll need saints to come out and participate. Sorry, I said 9 p.m. At 9 a.m. is a setup time. And then from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. will be the health fair. Amen. But all that details you can find on the church newsletter. The next announcement is for Summer School of Truth. So the registration is open, and we encourage the serving ones and the young people to sign up to register for the Summer School of Truth. The registration deadline is July 10th. And then just to read the dates, high school will be from July 30th to August 6th, and middle school will be from August 6th to the 10th. So may we be praying for our young people, and also encourage them to sign up. You can sign up at pursuewiththose.org. Next announcement is for the Chinese speaking perfecting training. That will take place July 26th to 30th in Anaheim, California. This will be a in-person or Zoom. So you can also find the registration on the newsletter as well. And the due date is June 30th. Amen. For the in-person training, the in Anaheim, the due date is June 30th. Amen. And then the next announcement is P12, P13, and P14 are scheduled to serve cleaning service today after the meetings. Amen. So most of this information that I just quickly read through, you can find it on the church newsletter for more details. Amen.
Say something about the gospel meeting this Saturday.
today when I came to the meeting hall, I saw this. I don't know if we are allowed to take this, but I just took two because I want to visit Gospel Friends this afternoon. One for a young person and one for a couple on campus. So I specifically want to talk to our young people and college students here. Do come this Saturday because our sixth graders are going to get baptized. And, you know, I think that some of our young people, I heard that you mentioned that, you know, like nowadays we don't have that many young people, we don't have companions. But let me tell you, sixth graders told me that they don't have companions. So if you feel that you don't have a companion, then reach out to the sixth graders. They really need companions. And so we hope that we can welcome them. And especially this Saturday when they come to the gospel meeting, I'm hoping that it's not, you know, like me, an older person. Of course I will be here, but I hope that there are some, you know, young faces to welcome them. Okay?
Hey, so, man. After the meeting, we can grab some of these. They're available. Amen. All?
Young people.
Oh, yes. Oh, young people. Oh, yes, please. Please go to your meeting. Have fun. Amen.
Hey.
Amen. Well, I think now we can get into our prophesying meeting. So I think just to start off, maybe we could start by reading the title. So whoever has the copy of the Current Morning Revival, we can just maybe read the title together. So give me a thumbs up when you have it. Okay, well, I assume we have it. So maybe we can just read it together. The recovery of the building of the house of God through the divine encouragement of the providence of God. And just before I get into the introduction, I think I just wanted to read one verse that really touched me in my preparation. So Isaiah 66:1, and thus says Jehovah, heaven is my throne, and the earth is the footstool for my feet. Where then is the house that you will build for me? And where is the place of my rest? So we see in the title that this week is about building the house of God through this encouragement. Well, why does God's house matter? We actually see from throughout the entire Bible that this is something that's written on God's heart.
Amen.
He wants a house. And we can see in Isaiah 66:1, he doesn't consider the heavens or the earth to be his house. There's no place for our God to dwell. There's all creation, and you know, all God wants is a house, and this is our charge. So just getting into the morning revival. So we see, you know, it says the house of God through the divine encouragement of the prophets of God. So the backdrop is, well, I don't want to get too much into it, but there is a period of discouragement in this building, right? And Joshua and Zerubbabel, signifying the priestship and the kingship, were discouraged. So they needed the prophets to speak a divine encouragement to them. And we see that prophets are those who give divine encouragement and to rebuke and charge the people of God. And we see all three of these things this week. So on day one, we see that God, through Haggai, rebukes his people. And so maybe if we can all turn to day one, we can read Haggai 1:4 together. 1:4. Whenever you're ready. Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your hallowed houses while this house lies waste? So Jehovah, through Haggai, is rebuking his people. And in verse 5, God actually says, consider your ways. You know, if you've messed up and someone tells you to consider your ways, you know that you've messed up, that your priorities are completely skewed. Right? And in verse 6, he continues, you have sown much and you bring in little to eat. You know, you eat, but there's no satisfaction. You drink, but there's no being filled. So we see that all the things that these people are doing for themselves to satisfy themselves are completely vain. And we recognize these verses because they come up so much. And it's like God is saying, if you neglect my need, why are you here? why did you come here? All you're going to do is take care of your own interests. Why are they there building the city and the temple if all they want to do is focus on what satisfies them? In the same way, we see a picture of the church life. You know, we can come to the church life and we can have a heart to enjoy and to receive. But if we're not building God's house, why are we here? Right? There is a need that God has. Our purpose of being here is to meet this need. And so, in verse 1-8, in the Morning Revival, it says, oh, his charge, Haggai's charge is, go up to the mountain and gather wood. So we see that this is why we're here. On day 2, we see that the people, the nations, desire Christ. There is a person, Christ, that the entire world, all the nations desire. So maybe we could read Haggai 2-7 on day 2 together. And I will shake all the nations, and the desire of the nations will come. We see that Christ is the desire of the nations. Not just Israel, the nations. People yearn for Christ, Christ's attributes. They yearn for Christ. And so more so than others, we should want our Christ to come back. And so on day 3, we see that there is actually a call of action here. That for Christ to come back, there is a prerequisite that needs to be filled. And this one line in the Morning Revival in particular touched me. The glory of God returned only after the building of the temple is completed.
Right.
So Christ wants to return. Right? He wants a dwelling place and we want him back. So what's the problem? Because Christ has a standard. He cannot and will not return without a place to dwell. And in Haggai 2:7 it says, I will fill this house of glory. And in speaking, there's a message given by Brother Minoru on the same topic. And he puts it like this. If we build a house, that's literally where God lives, right? If you have a house, you're going to go there, right? If you have a house, you're going to go and you're going to dwell in there. So God will dwell in his own house. So if we build, he will come.
Amen.
On day 4, we see the matter of the 7 eyes, which, you know, I think the first time I heard about the 7 eyes, it's kind of a scary idea. It's like 7 glaring eyes. That's really intense, right? The whole point is that it's intense. And so we see these exact same 7 eyes as the 7 lampstands and the 7 eyes of the lion lamb, the 7 eyes of Jehovah, and ultimately the 7 eyes of this building stone. So why are these eyes important? Well, actually, in the same message that I was referring to, Brother Minoru brought up this verse, Isaiah 66:2, you know, but for all these things my hand is made, and so being all these things have come into being, declares Jehovah. But to this kind of man I will look, to him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and he trembles at my word. So we see that actually while the temple in the Old Testament is a very valuable picture, Amen. God isn't actually after a building. I mean, he doesn't care. I mean, what he's after is man. He's after a person. He wants mankind to be the building material for this house. Not mortar and pestle. He wants a church that's comprised of humanity.
Amen.
So we are the bricks. We are the building material. We are the stones of this house that he wants.
Amen.
So how do we become this material? It's going back to the eyes. By the shining of these 7 eyes upon us, by the exposing of these eyes, by the intensity of these eyes, God is transfused into our beings. So these eyes are transforming us through the sevenfold intensified spirit. And so we see in Proverbs 20:27 on day 5, maybe we can read that verse together. Let me just pull it up myself. 20:27. The spirit of man is the lamp of Jehovah, searching all the innermost parts of the inner being.
Amen.
So, how do we become transformed into building material, these stones for God's house?
Amen.
We need to be open to God. So these 7 eyes, you know, for them to burn in us, they burn in us. They judge and purify. They refine and produce. Why? For the building of the church. We, as the building material for this church. And then finally on day 6, and a day that really touched me, and I think that I really look forward to hearing the saints' enjoyment on, we see that God intends to flow out oil and gold through us into
Amen.
The church.
Amen.
That the more oil and gold that flows out of us into the church, the less of us there is, and the more of God there is. And we see in Old Testament typology, gold is God. That's God the Father. That's his essence. And so by enjoying and being filled, and by pouring ourselves out, by pouring this oil out of us, this gold fills more and becomes more of the content of the church. And so, actually, we see that more and more, as this oil flows out of us, the church is built, and more, God has His dwelling place to come and be with us, to express His glory on earth. And so, I think that concludes my introduction for today. So I really am looking forward to the sharing of the saints. I thought this week was really, really incredible.
Yes.
So as a practical note, I think maybe we can just start with 3 minutes per person so the piano can help us keep the time. So amen. You know, just let's all share and endeavor to build this temple and this house together.
Amen.
Message has been very enlightened. The Lord saying, Haggai 2:7, and I will shake all the nations, and the desire of all the nations will come. So right now, this world is being shaken. There's a lot of things going on right now. As you can see in the natural world, everything is falling apart. Earthquakes, volcanoes, mountains, glaciers are melting. People are worried about, you know, a lot of catastrophes. So intensifying. But he says in Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a help in distress. He is most readily found. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth change, the mountains slip into the heart of the seas. You know, here in this, when the people needed to come to rebuild the temple, Joshua as a priest and Zerubbabel as the governor of Judah, they became kind of discouraged, weak. So the Lord sent the prophet Haggai to encourage them. To encourage them, to strengthen, say here, to rebuild the temple. Because people were doing their own thing. They were eating and drinking. They were not satisfied. They were clothing themselves. They were not getting warm. They were making money, but they were putting their money in the back of the holes. So nothing satisfied them. The only thing that satisfied us is Christ. So even the unbelievers looking for peace, patience, love, life cannot be satisfied. But unconsciously they are looking for satisfaction and they don't realize that their only satisfaction is Christ. So we sometimes get also weak, discouraged in this world. You know, sometimes the Lord has to discipline us, because we just want to take care of the spirit, but we don't take care of our soul and our body. You know, that happened to me. The Lord disciplined me with my body because, you know, He said, no, stop it. Stop eating this, stop doing this, stop doing that, but we don't listen. So we get weak and we get disciplined. There is no middle ground. We cannot either be, we have to be either hot or cold. We cannot be lukewarm. So I pray the Lord that make us absolute in this locality, so the glory of God that comes from the east will shine upon this locality and all the churches in the world. So we pray that the Lord have mercy on us and enlighten us and show us that He is the only reality in this world. Praise the Lord, because His glory will shine upon this locality and all the churches.
really appreciate this training. Amen. Because 1990, I went to the life study training. 1990. But we talked about the minor prophet, Theo. That time I went to training, 1990. So, Shepa was 8 years old. Yeah, so that time we only focus on just minor prophet. So we, you know, we didn't open our eye too much. But this last year, when we have the crystallization, wow, the study, talk about the Chronicle, we talk about the Ezra, talk about Nehemiah, then Esther, you see the last four book of the history book, then during this Blaney brother combine the two prophecy. One is the old one, Haggai. The one is the other one is Zechariah. Wow. This let me restudy again. I say, wow, God, you really bless me because I'm going to see you in the heaven, just like Sister Virginia say, the old man like that. We still have the crystallization put all together. Wow. You should treasure this training, right? We still, God woman, before you die, you gotta know what is my story, my desire. Wow. You know, all the training, those brandy blood, they really spend a lot of time. They put all the history together. You know, the history is not related to the timetable, right? 536, because everything changed in the Syria, what we call Baghdad right now. They changed. 536 is after the 606, 70 years already, but they changed the Syria. The first king of the colon, they allowed those captivity, you can go. Because they are staying in Baghdad, they don't want too many captivity, and the children of captivity too. So they say, you can go. But when they reached another king, Adasus, he changed his mind. He said, you cannot go. Because they go, they also took a lot of treasure vessel. You know, a lot of vessel used to be in the temple. They took a lot of gold and, you know, they changed mind. He changed mind. He said, you cannot go. That's the first reason. Then the second reason, then, the Assyrian, they used to invade in the Samaria. They have those combination, they kill all the Israel. They let the man marry their woman. So they become a combination. They also release back to the Jerusalem. That caused the problem because they are not really the Jewish. So that's the second problem. So the after 535 before Christ, the Zerubbabel and the Joshua, their heart was, it was broken. They delayed almost 520. They almost 15 years. They stopped to work on the building. During this time, God raised up the two prophets. Hi, the Haggai. How to pronounce the other one? The older one, Haggai. Okay, Haggai. And also bring another third generation, Zechariah. His father is the father is Billy. The grandpa is Idu, or Hebrew you pronounce. Then he's the third generation. Before he started to prophesy, only 18 years old. Maybe younger than you! You remember God raised up the prophet, old one, Haggai, young one, Zechariah. You are the Zechariah. Amen. Young generation, speak out for God. Amen. I think the young one, you're over 18, you should prophesy. Amen.
This week in my Bible reading, verse touched me. It was in Psalm 119, verse 37. And it says, "Turn my eyes from beholding vanity and enliven me in your ways." And, you know, sometimes when you read a verse, it just kind of sticks with you throughout the day. And I just found myself telling the Lord, "Lord, turn me from beholding vanity." And I just realized, like, in so many small ways and big ways, I can be beholding vanity. Right. And so coming to this week, there were three main burdens, and the first one really touched me. It says, consider your ways. And so the prophet Haggai is speaking this, you know, to the people then. But the brother was bringing out, we also need to take the time to consider our ways. What are we doing here? And one of the first verses brought out during the message was Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, which says, "Seek first the kingdom of God." And what the brother brought out is, it's not our seeking, but what are we seeking first? And yesterday we were in another fellowship regarding our children, and the same verse was brought out, learning to seek first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And there's just, and if we stop and think about it, there's so many things that we consider, right? Our jobs, our families, our children, our responsibilities. But I don't know. It's just like realizing what is first. Is God's kingdom and His God's house and His building first in our seeking? A lot of times for me, no, it's not. But And then the second burden here that what the brother brought up was like, we need to spend time before the seven eyes. And so Zechariah, he was speaking about the seven eyes on the building. And this is the seven eyes of the Lamb, right? And the seven lamps of fire. Anyways, I just appreciated, and I'm learning in my fellowship with the Lord to tell the Lord, like, Lord, work this out in me, because He is the sevenfold intensified spirit. And so we can tell Him, Lord, I don't seek first Your kingdom, right? There's so many things that I'm seeking, but I would like to seek first Your kingdom. I would like to seek Your building, you know, be one for Your building, absolutely. And as we pray in this way, we just believe in faith that the Lord, as the seven eyes, would work this out. And so, anyways, that was the verse that I had for this week. Lord, turn my eyes from beholding vanity.
Amen.
Cause me to spend the time with You, that You would be able to work out in me all of these things that are on Your heart.
Amen.
This week, our home meeting, we're also reading Haggai. What a coincidence. We're also reading Haggai 1 and 2. And I was really touched by two points. One is the Lord says, "Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies waste?" I think many times we set our priorities in life, and we say, in this stage in my life, I need to get something first. Something needs to be set out, and our lives need to get on track. There are so many things that we put before our Lord. But I'm just touched that, when we say that this is not the time, the time has not come, the Lord actually asks us the question, so then is it the time for you to dwell in your paneled up houses? Just really convicted by this question from Jehovah. And the second part that I'm touched is the response of the people, the remnants, after they hear the word from Haggai. It says that And all the remnant of on Haggai 1:12, all the remnant of the people listened to the voice of Jehovah their God and to the words of Haggai the prophet, as Jehovah their God had sent him. And the people were in fear before Jehovah. 14, and Jehovah stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel and the son of Shealtiel, blah, 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 and the spirit of Jehovah, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of Jehovah, of hosts their God. I am so encouraged by their response, because we've heard the word. We saw this in this week's morning revival. But are we actually listening, and do we actually have that response to say amen to the word and to say amen to God? That we will really reconsider our ways and put the building and the house of God have priority over other things in our lives.
Amen.
Our brother Joseph mentioned earlier, you know, the children of Israel, they stopped the building of the temple for about 15 years. And what I was seeing here, I was just trying to see how many minutes it was stopped prophesying to build the church of God. I know, you know, in our church life, we very often we become very weak. You know, we feel we don't have power. We won't be able to build. We won't be able to preach the gospel because, you know, our enemy has been targeting to stop our building work. Home meeting last 2 days ago, I actually shared from the first wave of returning to the third wave is about 90-some years. And we see during these 90-some years a lot of attack from the enemy. So they're building stuff for 15 years, right? And later on, what happened? No, actually, the story of Esther actually followed that. They're trying to kill all the children of Israel. Although the Lord's sovereignty through Mordecai and Esther, they will be saved. And after that, Ezra went back to Jerusalem to teach them law and also to purge their mixture.
Amen.
And after that, about 13 years later, Nehemiah came back to Jerusalem again to rebuild our wall.
Amen.
But you see the enemy continually to frustrate our building work. Our just wanted to share that if we are weak, we don't need to be frustrated, because but that would remind us the enemy is always trying to frustrate us. The Lord, what the Lord's need. Some sense mentioned about this, our function. First, we all have this kingship, right? We all have this priesthood. These two, when we receive the Lord, we born with these two functions. We are the Son of God. So we have the kingship. And we are, in the New Testament, we are all priests. But whenever kingship and priesthood become weak, what is needed?
Oh,
is prophet.
Yeah,
prophet. The Bible in New Testament tell us everyone can prophesy, but for who can prophesy? Those one who have the desire for prophethood, for building the body. That's a better gift, right?
Amen.
We need to desire for this gift, because this prophesying is the way for building up the body of Christ.
Amen.
So I think during these 15 years, the Lord is waiting. Who are able to become my prophet to prophesy for the rebuilding of the temple? And praise the Lord, we not only have the older one, we not only have Haggai, but we have younger one, we have Zechariah. Yeah. And each one in the church, each one can prophesy. We just need to open. Esther mentioned the message have three burdens. The first burden is we need to consider our way. We need to seek first. Kingdom and the righteousness of God. And the second, we need to spend time before the seven eyes to receive His dispensing, so we can become the building material, the living stone for the building.
Amen.
And third burden is we need to be able to flow out. Because when we spend time with the seven spirit, the oil will flow in us, and we are able to flow out. And that's our function of prophesy. So we need to start from the first. We need to consider our way and really put everything first for God's interest. And we need to spend time before the seven spirit to receive His dispensing, so we can become His prophet to flow out to build up His body.
But you bring in little. You eat, but there is no satisfaction. You drink, but there is no being filled with drink. You dress yourselves, but there is no warmth in doing so. And he who earns wages to put them into a bag with holes. I was just touched that, you know, often we care for, like, our own, the building of our own house, right, or whatever it is we make. I don't know. I personally know that I make a lot of excuses to delay, you know. know, God's building, whether it just be, like, I'm lazy or, you know, anything else, right? But I was just touched that we need to be absolute and really seek first, you know, His kingdom, right? And really take care of His building and take care of His house first. When we do that, when we come before Him, then we will have the supply for everything else.
Amen. I got a question. Sister, where the mask? Who's that? Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Oh, welcome back! Because during that, Brother Ed, you come here, he asked Caleb a question. Where's your children? Where's your children? Your daddy didn't answer that question. But today I see you, I feel spirit is moving. Amen. But I shouldn't talk too much because Haggai only talked 2 chapters. Zechariah talked 14 chapters. And it really helped. You see that he said, strengthen, courage, encourage people. Can you imagine 520 before Christ? After 4 years, that when they listen to hear that a prophet speaks to them, Zechariah speaks 14 chapters. After that, after 4 years, 516. Wow, the finished temple. Only 4 years. They spent a lot of time. You see, they spent 16 years waiting for that. And only 4 years building up. So those 2 prophets was very encouraging and strengthened them. Especially the young prophet. Michelle, young prophet, like you. Amen. Don't worry about the old prophet, okay? We need a young prophet. Amen. You know, you stand up, don't despise you are younger. When you speak, that's very strengthened, very encouraging all the people back to work. Amen. Amen.
We need more Haggis and Zacharias to encourage each other. When we feel weak, you know, we need more saints to encourage each other.
I actually think that this week's message is not easy to share because I think that the burden is very heavy, and also it really relates to our daily practice and our daily living. And when I read this message, I really feel that the Lord was talking to me, and there are a lot of you know, shortcomings. My daily living. Well, you know, just talk about this morning. We all know that today is Father's Day. So in the morning, I said, Kyle, you are not my father, but I still say, Happy Father's Day. And then we all want to make him happy, right? But no later than 30 minutes, I can tell he was not happy. Why? Because always because of me, he was late. So today he was late for 20 minutes. So I think sometimes we have like many ways we think that, oh, you know, we really love the Father, we love our family, we love God. But actually what we are doing, we actually do not really please our God. Actually, last week I wanted to confess already, but this week I was late again. But I feel that, you know, yes, there are a lot of weaknesses, but I still feel that, you know, actually it talks about sevenfold intensified
Amen.
Spirit. I think that is really, really important. So I know that sometimes I have this excuse, and I told Kyle or I told Megan, I said, at least I have the feeling. At least I confess. But I think that, you know, actually God's word will purify us. I think that we are all in the transforming process. And like yesterday, you know, during the young people's meeting, I told parents and also all of us, actually the key is to open our mouth. Yes, we may not, you know, be able to sing perfectly. We may not be able to prophesize perfectly. You know, like Megan, I remember she shared with me, you know, like every Lord's Day meeting, her heart was beating because she was like so nervous. And I think that's true for all of us because we don't want to stand up and say nonsense, right? But then on the other hand, I think that the Lord does have something, you know, through us that we actually can share with our fellow brothers and sisters. So I really hope that, you know, this is really our practice, that we can speak forth the Lord, and we can, you know, like review our living, and then we can really have the building up. And I do want to say one more thing. I think that actually I found that the best way to strengthen ourselves is to reach out. Is to reach out to people and just open our mouth and then just say, you know, sometimes it's even, you know, like I don't even know what I'm talking about, you know, like last week or 2 weeks ago, I still remember, you know, we were at the street fair. Actually, we signed up for 10 to 12. But then Vidans was there by himself. And I told Kyle, I said that, you know, no matter what, we should be there because we are in a family, we are in one body. We actually encourage one another. That's actually the way we move on. Otherwise, you know, we ourselves, if we are by ourselves, we are always weak. We are always very, I don't want to say very sad, but we are always overwhelmed by the world. So I really hope that this is an encouragement or a reminder to us.
I think the Lord was, he was very much concerned for the building of his house, for this building work to be done. And so when you read these verses in Haggai, it seems like, or at least to me, that the Lord was trying to get their attention. You know, he said that they sown little, they sown much, but they brought in little. Right? They tried to be satisfied, but there was no satisfaction. They were putting into their money into a bag with holes. And as you read these verses, actually you see that this was Jehovah's sovereignty. This was actually his doing. The verse in Haggai 1, it says, you looked for much and yet amounted to little. And when you brought it home, I blew on it. So that word, I blew on it, that touched me, right? The Lord, it was the Lord's sovereignty that they weren't progressing when they were serving themselves, right? It amounted to little. It says, I blew on it. I think the Lord really, you know, he wants to remind us that, you know, we belong to him. You know, what is the purpose of our living on the earth? You know, are we here just to seek our own satisfaction? I think the children of Israel, just the Lord had mercy on them. You know, the Lord is having mercy on us by speaking these words to us.
Amen.
Right? He didn't allow them to continue and, you know, and to just go on in that way. But he said, I blew on it. You know, he got their attention. I think for us, there's certain things that, you know, we may experience. The Lord, you know, his blowing. He wants to get our attention. Why? To redirect us. To remind us what is the purpose of our living. Amen. We belong to Christ.
Amen.
The Lord had the full right over the children of Israel. They were his people. Right? And so for the same for us, the New Testament believers, Israel is a type, right? This is actually for us. What we're reading is our own story. The Lord wants us to be focused on his building, right? And it's not that we don't take care of our own things. You know, we have to live a normal human life. We have to go and work. We have to sow. But the thing is, what comes first? Right? This verse in Matthew 6. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
Amen.
Right? What is His kingdom? The church life. What is His righteousness? Christ. Christ lived out of us. And this needs to be our seeking.
Amen.
And so, the children of Israel, they were seeking their own things. They weren't seeking, you know, God's building. They weren't seeking His house. And so He intervened, right? He caused them to realize this. And there was a certain response. I think in the same way, you know, all of us need to go before the Lord, right? And the verse says that they listen to the words of Jehovah. I think if we would take some time just to spend with the Lord, just to allow Him to speak to us,
amen.
Right? The leaders of the children of Israel and all the people, it says, that they listen to the voice of the Lord. I think it's the Lord's mercy that we face certain things. But we need to go to Him. Lord, what are You after? You know, why is this happening to me? My own situation. We may face different situations, but we need to go to the Lord to be stirred up by Him.
Yes.
And I'll end off with this point. The Lord's heart is for all of His people.
Amen.
Right? This matter of building the church, it's not just for a select group. It's not just for the serving ones. Actually, it's for the college students, right? It's for the young people. We all have a part in the building up of God's house.
Amen.
So may we all enter into our function. If you read Ephesians, it says that the body, it's built up through each one functioning. Michelle, you have a function. Right? There's a part that you can play in the building in God's house.
Amen.
And so may we all be seeking the Lord, going to Him, opening to Him. Lord, how can I help? How can I bring wood? What can I do? If you read that footnote, it says, there's so much to do in this building work. You know, we could shepherd the young people. They need serving ones. You know, we could go out, preach the gospel. Here's the health fair this Saturday. So many practical ways to enter into the building work. But my main burden is that we all need to go before the Lord. We all need to consider our ways. Allow the Lord to speak into us, to shine on us, to infuse us with His burden for the building of His house. Amen.
Amen.
Sorry, I'm having to come back to this message. I really enjoyed all the sharing. I wanted to share a little bit about the seven eyes, but I wanted to talk a little bit about what it means to put God's house first. Specifically, I think we hear these words and we get kind of scared because we say, what is that? What does that mean? But actually, you know, it's not to say that you can't take care of anything else in your life, but just that what God wants is what should be first. And also that everything that we do should not take the principle of completing that thing, but of putting God's glory and allowing God's glory to flow into us, right? It's you, in a way, you're doing the same things, but your viewpoint and your perspective is different. For example, if we talk about the cleaning service, right? If your focus is, okay, we have to clean because the meeting hall should be clean, then you have a certain perspective when you come to it, right? If your perspective is, you know, the Lord's glory is important. The expression of the Lord's glory is very important. Therefore, one of the things that we should do is keep the Lord's house clean. That's a very different way of thinking about things, right? We talk about preaching the gospel or going out to visit people, right? If the perspective is, oh, well, I'm supposed to preach the gospel or I'm supposed to visit people, then you have a very different perspective than, you know, I need to be able to flow out to others. I need to be able to gather more materials for the building of the Lord's house. Then, you know, you have a very different approach to that than if you just think, this is something I'm checking off because this is a task, right? You're doing the exact same things, right?
but your the expression of what you're trying to do and the ultimate goal of what you're trying to do is different because of that difference in your perspective. And the reason I've mentioned, I had said I was going to talk about the seven eyes, is yes, it sounds very intense, right? The sevenfold intensified shining, right? But what we are really being asked to do is be consistent in sitting before that shining and under that shining, right? Allow that shining to get into us and penetrate us, right? If we get very scared or we don't put that first, then it's very easy for it to be something that we only do weekly or only do monthly, right? But a little bit of time spent under that shining, under that flow to get, you know, to receive all of those riches, the gold, the oil, all of those things, that is how the Lord continues to transform us, right? The Lord never gives us something that He does not give us the supply to do, right? If we find that we cannot do something, it may be that the supply is missing. And we have to seek out opportunities to get more of that supply.
Amen.
So, I'm always really encouraged by, you know, the children of Israel were in a certain place, and they were trying to do something that was hard, and they said they didn't want to do it. So the Lord sent in the prophets to encourage them. And similarly, the Lord sends in, gives us these words and these pictures to encourage us, right? He never gives us something that we are not capable of doing with Him, right? We ourselves may not be capable of doing these things, right? But why does the Lord have, why do we have the Bible? Why do we have these words? Why do we have the ministry and the speaking and the saints? And it's because those are all the things that the Lord has given us so that we can accomplish what He is after. Right? We need to open to Him. We need to be consistent about going back to Him. And we have to really put the Lord's building
first. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. So I really enjoyed the saints sharing. I enjoy Friday. The very beginning says, who experienced the greatest mental transformation? It is the one who is absolutely open to the Lord. Like Elizabeth, you know, fellowship, the sevenfold intensified spirit. It's actually very intense, right? I guess none of us want to be burned or to be, you know, to be reduced. But for the past few days, I really enjoy there's some sisters fellowshipping, although traveling. So they're just so open to the Lord. They said, Lord, I'm fully open to you. Just, you know, just shine upon us. Just burn us. Take away all the one that does not belong to you. And I think it's very, it's pretty hard, but it's also very practical. I remember last week, I think it was last week, Brother Michael was sharing, when the, this age, when the end of this grace period, grace age, when it's over, that means no more grace. Like right now, we can, the Lord never forces us to do
yes.
it, right? Just let us to do whatever we want, right? So it's really all up to us to remain fully open to Him. Sometimes I watch my sister's little granddaughter, this little girl, so cute, not even 2 years old, very, very stubborn. Sometimes I try to feed her lunch, you know, give her all the nutritious stuff, and she will keep her mouth shut. And then you cannot force her to eat the, even though it's nutritious, it's healthy, it's good for her. Sometimes I'm very convicted, Lord, I'm like that little stubborn little girl. You know, we know we need to be open to the Lord. A lot of times, just all the things come upon us, we're like, okay, I would rather just check my message. But the Lord reminds us we have to be open.
Amen.
If we are not open, the Lord cannot shine upon us. And then all our natural elements cannot be burned away. Then there's a life cannot grow in us. And sometimes I'm very, very embarrassed. I grew up in church life forever and ever, but the life grows probably very small. Praise the Lord. We can all encourage other Brother Joe. So it's not even Haggai is important. Or I mean, Zechariah is important, but Haggai is also important. So praise the Lord. Doesn't matter what kind of age, what kind of situation you are. We just can all encourage other men to be open for His dispensing. So may the Lord can have a way in us.
Amen. I really enjoyed day one's portion, and a verse that I was reminded of was Isaiah 66. That says, Jehovah, heaven is my throne, and the earth the footstool for my feet. Where then is the house that you will build for me, and where is the place of my rest? From my personal experience, I've had a really long day. The first place I want to go is to go home, and all I want to do is rest. And so with the Lord, like, He desires a house. He wants a place of rest. So we need to be those that care for His house.
Right.
And one sentence that I really enjoyed from day one is we need to learn to save time for the Lord's interest.
Amen.
It's not, oh, if we have time, then we'll care for the Lord and what's on His heart. But we need to set aside time. We need to spend time with the Lord. And we need to save time for what's on His heart and His heart's desire.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, just real quick for conclusion. So Isaiah 66:1, we can see that the Lord desired a house, and heaven is not His house, earth is not His house, because He cannot, just like Helen shared, He cannot find a place that can really, He can find peace and rest on earth. So so the first burden of this week is that, do we really have the heart for His house? Do we have the zeal to build up His house? And brother had mentioned that actually the three characters in the Old Testament, actually in throughout the whole Bible, we have kingship, we have the priesthood, but you know, in the Old Testament time, when the children of Israel, they were brought back to Jerusalem, but for some reason the enemy was attacking them, so they've been frustrated, they've been just delayed the building up of the temple. So that's why the Lord need to send the prophet to encourage the children of Israel.
Amen.
To resume the building out of the church. And now today, we are not only the king, we are not only the priest, we are also the prophet.
Yes.
So he who prophesied building up the church.
Yes.
So this morning I really enjoy all the prophets, you all speak the encouragement word to all other brother and sister, so that the church can be built up. And I also appreciate this a few saints bring up the verses in Haggai, and you know, one word I was really impressed was that the Jehovah in Haggai, he mentioned a couple times, consider, you know, just like brother opening in the opening, when someone asks you to consider, actually it's a pretty serious matter, especially your boss, right? When you would just mess up, then he would consider your ways, right? So it's really sovereign word when the Lord asks us to consider our ways. Like we can see in Haggai's children of Israel at that time, they just taking care of their daily life. It's not wrong, right? It's not a sin. It's not a bad thing. But the Lord had a heart to build up the church. But at the same time, the children of Israel, they just taking care of their own things, and it's really a picture for nowadays. Sometimes we just cannot help. We just have our needs, right? We have our families to take care of. We have marriage life. We have job. We have education. We have a lot of things, and it's really, you know, it's really easy for us to just mainly focus on those things. But the Lord sends prophets to encourage us that we need to, our heart need to stir up. Right, we cannot be we only can be cold or be hot, not to be lukewarm. Right, we need our heart need to be stirred up, to be brought back to the intention of the Lord. And I think some sense brought out the Matthew 6:33, and you know, the important word in the verse is not only just seek. Right, the Lord doesn't ask us to, okay, you just seek my kingdom and righteousness. You don't need to seek your own things. No. The important word here first means that there's a priority matter, right? And the verse continue, and all these things will be added to you. Because the Lord knows that we all have our needs. And unless our need is met, we cannot fulfill His need. So I think, I see there's a cycle there. Every time we just open to the Lord, we say, Lord, we seek your kingdom. I seek your righteousness.
but we also have our needs. So Lord, just open to you. But I think the Lord will really answer our prayer. He will meet our need so that we can meet his needs. You know, as a quick example between Melody and myself, you know, when we just, when, before we got married, and you know, at that time I was in Jersey, Melody is in Seattle, and we just want to be married, want to have a home. We just gave this marriage to the Lord. Lord, we want to be together. We want to have a home. To maybe we don't have too much, we want to maybe just open the home for you, for the church. But we need a job situation. We have a job situation there. And the Lord really answered the prayer, the prayer. The Lord prepared a job for Melody so she can move to the East Coast with me, and we finally got married in Piscataway. So I think the point here is that we do have our own needs, but there's a priority there, and the Lord can always meet our needs because he knows only our needs can was met, he can fulfill his needs. And the second burden of this message was that the seven eyes, the seven intensified spirit. And we all know that through the process of the Lord, he became a man, resurrected, ascended, a life-giving spirit, and it's a life-giving spirit for us to receive so that we can transform his into his image. And today, the seventh spirit is intensified. Means that the Lord really wants to get this down. He really wants to have his home. He wants to come home. He wants to have a church. So the spirit was sevenfold intensified. And the burden here is that some sense brought out, we need to open to the sevenfold intensified spirit. The spirit is ready. The divine dispensing is ready.
Amen.
But the matter is, if we open to this divine dispensing, the sevenfold intensified spirit,
Amen.
Which is open to our whole beings. And brother brought up that the spirit is the lamp of the man, and he searched for every inner part of our inner being. So we just, in our personal time, really consider, we need really open to the Lord's divine dispensing. And at the end, the other burden is that we'll flow out, right? Once we were saturated with the Lord, we just flow out. Like this coming Saturday, we have gospel meeting. We just, you know, we just speak whatever we enjoy, whatever the Lord shines on us in our personal time. We just invite our friends so that we can flow out, so that the Lord, that the church of the Lord can be built up. So to conclude, May we be the people that we have heart for his church, and we will spend time before the Lord, that the sister brought up, that we see the word and we consider the word, and what's our response? We amen the word. We go before the Lord. We receive the divine dispensing, and then we flow out what we got, so that the house of the Lord can be built up. Amen. Maybe we can end some prayer.
Amen. Oh, we love you.
Amen.
Thank you for his speaking.
Amen.
Oh, we give this coming week to you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we need more of your supply.
Amen.
Oh, purify us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, clean us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, transform us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, shine on us, Lord.
Amen.
Enlighten the eyes of our heart.
Amen.
So we can be built up together.
Amen.
Oh, so your glory will be manifested in the church.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we confess very often we are so weak.
Amen.
Your house is our priority.
Amen.
And are faithful.
Amen.
I thank you. You are the faithful one.
Amen.
We can lay our hand on you.
Amen.
You are the burnt offering.
Amen.
We can still, Lord, join ourselves to you.
Amen.
Make us faithful.
Amen.
Lord, make us the one really seek you. Seek your kingdom and your righteousness. First.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Thank you for your encouragement.
Amen.
Even thank you for your rebuking of us.
Amen.
Oh, we love you.
Amen.
Oh, we love you.
Amen.
Oh, we love you speaking too.
Amen.
Oh, we are not by our might.
Amen.
Nor by the power.
Amen.
And by your spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, your spirit.
Amen.
Oh, not only strengthen us.
Amen.
Your spirit, establish us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you can give everybody to you.
Amen. Amen. All right, we give all of us to you.
Amen.
Lord, each one would go before you.
Amen.
Oh, to be stirred up by you.
Amen.
Lord, burden us for the building of your house.
Amen.
Oh, do speak to us.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for the encouragement.
Amen.
Oh, even we could encourage one another.
Amen.
Lord, gain us this week.
Amen.
Oh, your house will be built up more.
Amen.
Brother and sister, this week is our responsibility to do the communion service.
Amen.
The detail is kind of boring. We need detail to do the workmen, including the tree hall and the hallway and benches. So it's separated to three pieces, so we need at least five persons volunteer. So please welcome. Raise
your hand. We need
five persons.
We're
going to.
Oh, Pete. Pete Kell.
Yeah,
we are about you. Yeah. And also, Brandon and Jonathan, please join us.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we need five persons. Different five places. Welcome. Okay. Thank you. Good. And so, Pete, 40. This time we'll clean the outdoor two bathroom and reception is the arrangement and the flower water and P13. Yeah, we need the children's room and children's bathroom and the children's kitchen. Okay, thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.